Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Gordon Brown. Address is 919 Carlos. I'm sorry, Cirlo, C-E-R-L-O-S, Place, Chico, California, 95926, phone, 530-345-1147, cell is 530-519-1147, parenthesis wife, his ID is XXX8907, date of birth 2/22/1945, 78-year-old retired man. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. His pharmacy is Raley's East Avenue. Is addressed to Dr. Brian G. First, F-U-R-S-T, M-D, Family Practice, below that Mission Ranch Primary Care, below that 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137, 530-894-0500, 530-345-2532, parenthesis fax and parenthesis. The clinical indication: neurological evaluation for findings of progressive cognitive decline and more recent increase in cognitive impairment in short-term memory. Subparagraph, clinical concerns for the features of dementia to exclude behavioral, comma, psychotic, comma, anxiety or mood disturbance. Dear Dr. First and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Mr. Gordon Brown for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Gordon is a 78-year-old right-handed man who has a very strong family and personal history of alcoholism. Subparagraph, he has been drinking for many years and has a history of discontinuing alcohol and sobriety without reported difficulty for a period of 30 days many years ago. New paragraph, currently he continues to drink by report 4 to 5 glasses of alcohol per day, parenthesis, anticipated amount might be double that. Subparagraph, by report, he begins drinking at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and stops drinking up to 4 o'clock in the morning, in which time he hits the sack to go to sleep, sleeping until 9 or 10 o'clock soundly by his wife's report. Subparagraph, his wife is surprised that he doesn't have more symptoms of daytime tiredness and fatigue. New paragraph, he takes no significant amounts of vitamins other than possibly some vitamin C and vitamin D by his wife's report. New paragraph, there's no history of seizures, but his wife does report that he's had a number of falls in the past, and further questioning reveals that this occurs when he goes into a dark room. New paragraph, he has some unsteadiness with ambulation and ataxia. New paragraph, currently he does not report substantial weakness, but there is fatigue. His wife believes that his cognitive decline began 3 to 4 years ago, and then 2 years ago he lost his capacity to handle financial affairs at home, which she took over. Subparagraph, his wife is currently providing supportive care and assistance. New paragraph, he has a past medical history of treated hypertension. He reports that he drinks whiskey and wine. He gives no additional history of the use of other substances. New paragraph, he has a BA degree. He is retired. He lives with his wife and his dogs. New paragraph. Family members are all deceased. His neurological review of systems was reportedly positive for having rash, lost balance, stumbling, confusion, and snoring. New paragraph. Today, on clinical examination, on mental status, he has difficulty with word finding and explanations of his problems and behavior. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are preserved. He has a Malpati score of approximately 3. New paragraph. His thinking otherwise seems to be logical and goal-oriented, but there's difficulty with verbal expression. New paragraph. He denied difficulties with his sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, and phonation. Otherwise, new paragraph, he denied difficulties with unusual motor weakness or movements. New paragraph, he denied sensory changes. New paragraph, his clinical examination, in addition, shows a slight physiologic tremor at rest and with upper arm extension, without flapping symptoms. New paragraph. His sensory examination is preserved all modalities in the upper and lower extremities with hypersensitivity to pin. New paragraph. Deep tendon reflexes are diffusely hypoactive. New paragraph. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes demonstrates bilateral palmomental signs, equivocal right Babinski sign. New paragraph, cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing discloses preserved rapid alternating and successive movements with marginal decline and some dyspraxia in fine motor speed in finger tapping testing. New paragraph, passive range of motion for distraction maneuvers discloses no inducible neuromuscular rigidity, but a tendency towards hypotonia in the upper extremities. In the lower extremities, there is inducible neuromuscular stiffness distally on the right, minimally identified on the left. New paragraph, I found no other pathologic or primitive reflexes today. New paragraph, his ambulatory examination shows a tendency towards slight shuffling in the lower extremity gait, preserved heel and toe, but ataxic tandem. New paragraph, Romberg's testing was slightly positive. New paragraph, visual fields of confrontation were preserved. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Gordon Ballen presents with a history of continued alcohol use, strong history of family and personal alcoholism. New paragraph, has a history of nutritional insufficiency to vitamin therapy. New paragraph, as White reports additional difficulty with nutrition, avoiding breakfast and lunch and only eating one meal per day, which she prepares. New paragraph. recommendations. Today I had a prolonged discussion with Gordon and his wife in review of the problems that he's experiencing with his alcoholism, producing cerebellar dysfunction, dyspraxia, ataxia, and cognitive impairment, particularly due to short-term memory. New paragraph, we also discussed his problems with malnutrition, suggesting that dietary measures to improve his dietary habits would be useful. New paragraph, he has a sleep disorder as a consequence of his alcohol use, and anticipating this, he is a candidate for home sleep testing to exclude underlying alcohol-induced dysomnia and sleep apnea. New paragraph. Laboratory. Today I have given him laboratory testing slips for a workup of his dementia, alcohol use, ataxia, and malnutrition, as well as risk factors for underlying contributory disease. New paragraph, we will schedule a high-resolution neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study, which now may be available locally at HALO. New paragraph. Home sleep testing will be accomplished. New paragraph. I have written him a prescription to begin a man's therapeutic multiple vitamin for men over 50 and supplemental thiamine 50 to 100 milligrams per day PO. Laboratory vitamin analysis and nutritional evaluation will also be accomplished. New paragraph. I reinforced with him today the need to completely discontinue alcohol. New paragraph. Considering his ongoing history, I would anticipate that he will need a referral to an alcohol rehab program that he can participate in and eliminate the major factor contributing to his depression and his dementia at this time. New paragraph, the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires will be completed to identify any comorbid problems that would be contributing to his findings for which we can intervene therapeutically. New paragraph, thank you for your interest in referring this unfortunate gentleman to my practice and sign respectfully with my professional signature.